Frankie Leonard, and I'm the director of the Performing Arts Society. This year we're doing the American Idiot musical, which was a musical written by Green Day, and it follows the story of Johnny and his friends as they try and break out of the American stereotypes and head to the city. Urban world, early 2000s, so it's very punk rock, rock and roll, very old school Green Day style. I chose the show because it's one of my favourite musicals and I love the music. I think the show is so accessible for people our age. The society has actually basically doubled this year compared to last year, which wasn't expected, it wasn't anticipated, but it's an amazing development for the society. We had so many more people interested based off the success of last year's show, which was amazing, and it also meant that people could specialise more. So we have people who just like dancing, people who like singing, people who play in the band, and it means that they can have their own individual section rather than doing all of it, which was really nice. It means there's a lot of people on stage, but hey, that's great, it creates more atmosphere. They have had to work extremely hard, though, to fit 40 people on a stage, but they're doing such a great job, and they've really overcome that obstacle amazingly.
My name's Nicholas Tuck, and I'm playing Johnny in American Idiot.
I'm Elise Mae Jones, and I'm playing What's Her Name in American Idiot.
Hi, I'm Dave Wheeler, and I play the role of Tunny in American Idiot.
I started performing arts or acting such when I was little, and then when I was 16 there was a production of Guys and Dolls at my school which got me into performing arts further. I started in my first year at AEB, and there at the Freshers Week there were some people who said, "Do you like Green Day?" And I said yes, and I'd already done American Idiot before. I'd played Will, and I love the show, and American Idiot is one of my favourite albums as well, so to do the show again kind of seemed like a blessing, especially to be able to play a different part and a complex part as well. Yeah, it was definitely a blessing.
I've been doing musical theatre since I could walk, really. So I was really excited to find out that BU had a performing arts society. So I kind of got involved, went along to auditions, thinking that I'd only get a solo line, that's all I was going for, and now we're here. I'm really enjoying it so far because I think it's such a different show to do. So, yeah, I'm really excited for how it's all going to plan out. I think it's shaping up to be an amazing show.
Okay, well, American Idiot is an album that was released by Green Day, I think, in 2004. It was sort of in the wake of the whole Bush era, post-9/11, very anti-establishment, I suppose. And I was a teenager during that time, and so I was already a fan of the band Green Day, and when they released that, obviously it became a huge mega hit, and it was sort of sums up my adolescence, really, so I was a huge fan of them. And now, coming back to university to do a master's, as soon as I found out that the Performing Arts Society were doing American Idiot the musical, I jumped at the idea, so I'm really excited.
My experiences in directing are quite minimal. I did media production as a course, and we did directing in terms of film. I have come from a stage background. I've always been on stage, I've always loved it. So I've had the knowledge of directing based off of people directing me. I did not expect to end up directing over 40 people, which was a massive shock, but they've all been so lovely and they've all been so supportive at the same time. None of them have tested me too much or like tried to put something difficult on my shoulders. They've all been really respectful of the fact that this is also my first time directing, and hopefully I've done a good job. Dearly beloved, are you? American Idiot is on at the Shelley Theatre from the 15th to the 18th of March. Tickets are available from the Shelley Theatre website, so it's shelleytheatre.co.uk, and they're available now. We've already had sell out of the Saturday night, but all the other nights have got tickets available, so make sure you get them.